I thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union, the candidate countries North Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Republic of Moldova, and Georgia aligned themselves with the statement. As this is the first time we take the floor during your presidency, let me start by congratulating you on the assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament and wish you every success in your endeavors. Rest assured of EU's full support. The EU welcomes your choice for today's topic and wishes to contribute to the discussion on building capacity in disarmament through education and research. Mr. President, the EU continues to be guided by its global strategy for foreign and security policy. This strategy emphasizes the importance of international security and societal resilience through enhanced mobility, cultural and educational exchanges, research cooperation, and civil society platforms. The strategy also reflects the Sustainable Development Goals and the 2030 Agenda in adopting a joined-up approach to its humanitarian, development, security, migration, economic infrastructure, education, health, and research policies. The EU is convinced that promoting disarmament and non-proliferation education is essential to preventing the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and avoiding the destabilizing accumulation of conventional arms. Education empowers individuals with the knowledge and skills necessary to contribute to the achievement of concrete disarmament and non-proliferation objectives as both national and global citizens. Education also promotes societal awareness and resilience by building capacity of experts and the general public to recognize and dismiss propaganda or outright disinformation related to WMD and armaments. This need has become even more pressing in light of the irresponsible nuclear rhetoric and threats to use nuclear force in the context of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, portraying biosafety and biosecurity capacity building in public health institutes and laboratories as related to biological weapons. Unsubstantiated allegations of use of chemical weapons by Ukraine aiming at creating a diversion from legitimate requests for clarification regarding Russia's compliance to the CWC or creating false dichotomies between export controls and sustainable development. Mr. President, the EU contribution to the objectives and recommendations laid down in the United Nations study on disarmament and non-proliferation education is best illustrated by the EU Council decision adopted in 2022 regarding the activities of the EU Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Consortium. It coordinates the European network of independent non-proliferation and disarmament think tanks, consisting of 113 research institutes based in EU member states and in associated countries. This network promotes political and security-related dialogue, capacity building, and awareness raising through various educational activities on current issues of disarmament and non-proliferation. The consortium also focuses on mainstreaming a gender perspective and promoting the next generation of researchers and practitioners in non-proliferation and disarmament fields, as well as bridging the natural sciences and social sciences and academic research and policy-making communities. By organizing the annual EU Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Conference in Brussels, the consortium facilitates critical dialogue among over 200 global experts, enhancing awareness of WMD threats and conventional arms challenges. Through ad hoc seminars and a robust publication series, the consortium provides essential analysis and fosters political and security dialogue. Its e-learning platform and proliferation awareness training built capacity in the next generation of scholars and practitioners. The Young Women and Next Generation initiatives addresses gender and age-related imbalances by exposing college and university-level students, especially women, to arms control and encouraging their participation in events and workshops. Furthermore, the consortium podcasts and extensive online resources amplify its educational reach, making significant contributions to global disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. The EU contribution to the objectives and recommendations laid out in the United Nations Study on Disarmament and Non-Proliferation Educations is further highlighted by the cooperation with UNIDIR. In addition, the EU puts a major emphasis on global raising awareness for the risk associated with dual use potential of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear materials, with a budget of 147 million euros for the period of 2021-2027, the CBRN Centers of Excellence Initiative provides a platform for regional cooperation with 64 partner countries on CBRN-related hazards. Within the same budget, the EU Partner Export Control Program has been operating the annual one-week EU Partner to Partners Summer University on Strategic Trade Controls. Let me reiterate that the EU remains committed to supporting instruments and organizations that advance non-proliferation and disarmament, including the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1540 and the universalization of the Anti-Personnel Landmine Convention, CTBT, OPCW, ATT, and Biological Weapons Convention. The EU's multifaceted approach to disarmament and non-proliferation education and research underscores its dedication to global security and stability. We look forward to continued collaboration with national, regional, and international partners to achieve these vital objectives. I thank you, Mr. President.